Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today we are celebrating that we've already got over 10,000 subscribers. Thanks a lot for listening, and we are really happy you are enjoying it and finding it useful. This episode is for upper intermediate and advanced students. I'm going to read some excerpts from The Demon Lover, On the Sexuality of Terrorism, written by Robin Morgan. This book is a feminist analysis of violence. You should check out her website and find out who she is. You won't regret it. Okay, so I'm going to read the excerpts that we published on the Talking People website. If you want to check it out, it's on the section called People and Culture, upper right corner of your screen. It's like a new section we're trying to create now called Books. On this podcast, we're going to create this segment too, the segment Books. Of course, we will keep the segment called Stories and Poems too, a separate. Chapter 1. Every Man's Politics, The Democratization of Violence. And there is a William Blake quote that says, "Terror, the human form divine. Look closely at her. She crosses a city street, juggling her briefcase and her sack of groceries, or she walks down a dirt road, balancing a basket on her head. Or she hurries towards her locked car, pulling a small child along with her. Or she trudges home from the fields, the baby strapped to her back. Suddenly there are footsteps behind her, heavy, rapid, a man's footsteps. She knows this immediately, just as she knows that she must not look around. She quickens her pace in time to the quickening of her pulse. She is afraid. He could be a rapist. He could be a soldier, a harasser, a robber, a killer. He could be none of these. He could be a man in a hurry. He could be a man merely walking at his normal pace. But she fears him. She fears him because he is a man. She has reason to fear. She does not feel the same way on the city street or dirt road, in a parking lot or field, if she hears a woman's steps behind her. It is the footstep of a man she fears. This moment she shares with every human being who is female. This is the democratization of fear." And now I am going to read the ending of the chapter. That's page 49 and 50. "Look closely at her. Observe her again. She walks down the dirt road, balancing a huge basket on her head, a baby on her hip. Or she exits from her office building after hours, having worked late. Or she moves through the early summer morning to draw on whole water from the well, or just because it's a lovely day and she runs for exercise. There are footsteps behind her, a man's footsteps. She fears. She has reason to fear. She does not feel the same way if she hears a woman's footsteps behind her. Now look closely at him. He hurries through the airport to catch his plane, or he pedals his bicycle, basket laden with books, to the university, or he mounts the steps to his embassy on official business, or he snaps a fresh roll of film into his camera and starts out on assignment. Suddenly, there are footsteps behind him, heavy, rapid, a man's footsteps. In the split second before he turns around, he knows he's afraid. He tells himself he has no reason to fear, but he fears. He He does not feel the same way if he hears a woman's footsteps behind him. Is it possible that terrorism attracts so much attention today because men, as well as being its main perpetrators, are also among its victims? Not victims in the legitimate, accepted, civilized circumstances of war, combat, the boxing ring, the corner bar, the locker room, the boardroom, the courtroom, but victims across class, age, race, occupation, nationality. Victims of a casual, anomic, spontaneous violence in a contest over their heads, a violence so ordinary as to be called politics. If men are now afraid in daily circumstances, why then, the situation must be taken seriously, attention must be paid. This also is patriarchal democracy. Not until we understand the connections between society's crisis and our own individual lives, not until we expose this continuum of the sexuality of violence, not until we fathom who the demon lover really is, can we truly conceive other approaches which will permit us to reclaim our rightful place on this sweet, imperiled landscape we call home. That journey toward understanding is internal and external at the same time. That journey itself is one of terror. That's all. This is an example of feminist analysis, and we will try to show you what feminists are writing about, because we believe that many of the so-called feminist jokes and ideas that people mention are not but a sexist and anti-feminist thing, really. Feminist analysis is good for all of us in humanity in the sense that it tries to make us better so that we can construct a society where people are not oppressed for reasons of gender. Obviously, this means that feminism is not the opposite of machismo. Machismo is a system of oppression, and feminism is a tool for liberation, a kind of liberation that comes not from the use of violence, but from the use of our intelligence, from our awareness of what we should be avoiding. The problem is that people feel threatened because analyzing the roles they had to perform is taken as a personal attack, but it isn't. One thing is the role we are taught to follow, to perform, and a totally different thing is the potential we have as human beings. So I really hope that you give feminist thinkers a chance. And if you are already a feminist, I hope you can enjoy it anyway. Bye.